USA Radio News.
Officials say up to 200 Ukrainian soldiers are being killed every day since Russian military began its attack on the Ukraine. The numbers have grown since Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky put the daily death toll up to 100. Officials are suggesting the only way they will be able to make the Russians turn back if the West helps with weaponry. Speaking of weaponry, French President Emmanuel Macron has said his country, quote, will remain mobilized to meet Ukraine's needs, including heavy weapons. This was all confirmed during a call with President Zelensky. The two also discussed humanitarian and military support. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine as surprising international outbreaks continues to grow. Health officials have identified 45 cases in 15 states and the District of Columbia. More than 1,300 cases have been found in about 30 other countries outside the areas of Africa where the virus is endemic. Even though officials have stated the risk to the American public is low, they are taking steps to assure people the medical measures are in place to deal with a growing problem. U.S. inflation accelerated to a 40-year high. Topping all estimates, shelter, food, and gas were the largest contributors. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The family of WNBA star Brittany Griner is calling on the Biden administration to take action to free her and bring her back to the U.S. A rally and prayer vigil was held earlier this week for Griner in her hometown of Houston, Texas, where her wife and family urged President Biden to take steps necessary to ensure her immediate and safe return. The Olympic gold medalist has been detained in Russia since mid-February when marijuana vape cartridges were allegedly found in her luggage at the airport. Former Alaska Governor and Republican Vice Presidential nominee Sarah Palin is among 48 candidates running in an open primary to fill the seat of late Republican Congressman Don Young. After 4 years of having open public restrooms, Starbucks may not be having them anymore. Howard Schultz, the CEO of the company, said that a growing mental health problem was posing a threat to the staff and customers and making it difficult for Starbucks employees to manage its stores with the current policy in place. It has not been released when they will be starting to implement this at all Starbucks throughout the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.